you've ever been to a protest, you've probably heard this said. We've gone as far as we can go. Let's quit while we're ahead. You've made your point. The law's the law. If you do any more, you'll spoil it. And every effective protest throws that warning down the toilet. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. It's really good that we made a start, but we've got to keep on through the risky part. If you really want to win, well, this is how. Don't stop now. Now, it's good news that the government will grant parental leave, but some of the finer details might make you want to heave. 8 little weeks from general tax will be the workers' loss. We need 14 weeks at a minimum, paid for by the boss. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Come on, Helen, use your brain. The boss's levy could be your gain if you want us to vote you back again. Don't stop now. When Minister Trevor Mallard got his own degree, tertiary education was relatively free. They took some interest off the loans, but students still are skint. So come on, Trevor, try again. Take this gentle hint. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Make education free today. There is a realistic way. Just make the business bastards pay. Don't stop now. The CTU claimed the right to strike on political and social issues. Now they've got knocked back, we need to do more than pass around some tissues. An all-up fight to win this right is what we need to see. Cause if workers aren't free to strike, then workers just aren't free. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Get the troops together, Ross. Never mind if the Nats and Act get cross. We just can't afford to accept this loss. Don't stop now. At the end of every May Day, when everyone's half pissed, some union leaders like to talk quite anti-capitalist. But then they wake next morning, fold up their flag of red, and head for mediation to compromise instead. Hey, don't stop now. Don't stop now. All the bullshit stuff that you said last night will sound even better in the morning light. Our future can be shining bright if we don't stop now.